Okay, a couple of weeks ago on our breakfast show, Scorcher Davidson gave an interesting review of a Viking-themed restaurant. It's called Molnir, which I think is the name of Thor's hammer. It's located in Hardware Lane. Sadly, Molnir has had its hammer stolen. Greg Sanderson, owner of the restaurant, joins us right now. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How big is this hammer?
It stands about 60 centimetres tall, and it's pretty hefty weight. Weighing up to 8 kilos when it's full of whiskey, because it is doubling as a whiskey decanter.
Ah, so it's not actually really a hammer. It's more like a hammer-themed whiskey decanter.
Well, you would never guess it's a whiskey decanter looking at it. So it's not a bad one if you ever kind of wanted to wield a hammer and drink at the same time.
Well, I've often thought about doing that. Now, am I right that Molnir was the name of Thor's hammer?
Correct.
Right, okay. So when did you notice that your version of Molnir that also has whiskey in it, when did you notice it had gone missing?
Not too long after it was stolen, because it was stolen at 2:50 a.m. on Sunday just gone a.m., so after Saturday night. And then once the bartenders started cleaning it, 10, 15 minutes later, it was quickly noticed.
Okay, so the restaurant was still open at 2:50 a.m.?
The cocktail bar downstairs.
So somehow, even though your bar is staffed, presumably by your employees, someone's climbed up and grabbed the hammer/decanter off the wall and taken it?
Well, it's actually pride of place, centre of bar, because it is an expensive and one-off object, or one out of two objects, but it is made to be drunk from. You know, we put whiskey in it, we let customers hold it and take photos with it. So it's never behind lock and key. It's never attached on a wall. But most of our guests know the difference between right and wrong.
How much whiskey does it hold when full?
It can fit just over a full bottle of whiskey, so over 700 mils.
And do you encourage someone just to scull that entire amount?
No. So, I mean, you can pre-order it for an event and we'll put a bottle of whiskey in there and it goes out with glasses for the table, or you can order it and the staff will come over and pour your glasses from the hammer, but definitely no drinking directly from the hammer.
Have you got CCTV inside there?
Yes, we've got great footage of everything that happened and the group of men that has taken off with it.
Righto, do you think they maybe just played a prank?
Not in this case. I've definitely seen a couple of thefts before from the hospitality venues where it's a drunken 20-year-old, it's another bartender, it's a bit of a laugh. This one seemed quite methodical.
Is the footage clear enough to get a good description of the men who may have stolen it?
Yes, so that footage has been released to the police and some of the new media as well. We're only a very new venue, so the cameras that have gone in are pretty on point, and some great views, very clear shots of the faces.
What's the hammer worth?
Many thousands of dollars to get into production, and it's one of only two ever made, so extremely valuable there, and it's extremely valuable to our guests and our business as well, so not a cheap item.